Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today will be part one of what will in all likelihood be a two-part series, where we're going to be talking about the following topic. Feelings or facts? Do you find your relationship with God being driven by your feelings or being driven by biblical facts? Do you find yourself feeling sometimes at the top of the mountains in your relationship with God and other times in the depths of the sea with your relationship with God? Or do you find your relationship with God becoming more and more steady as you continue to be grounded in God's biblical truth? Have you been driven by your feelings or by biblical facts about God in the written word of God? Have you ever thought to yourself or felt, I feel like God is not with me? Have you ever felt that? That's bad theology. And that is not based on biblical facts. Question number two. Have you ever said to yourself, I feel like God has forgotten me? Bad theology. That is not based on biblical facts. Number three, have you ever said to yourself, I feel like God is mad at me? Christian, bad theology. Not based on biblical facts. And so I think you can see why this is such a relevant and hot topic, because it's so easy for us to allow our feelings, which, by the way, fluctuate sometimes moment to moment. We allow our feelings to define our relationship with God rather than biblical truth, biblical facts based on the unchanging word of God. So that's what we're going to be talking about in this little mini series. Feelings or facts? Now, why is it so dangerous for us to be driven, controlled by our feelings, our heart? Well, just go to Jeremiah 17, verse 9. I think most of you are probably very familiar with this verse. I think it's just a good reminder for us. Jeremiah 17, 9. God says through the prophet Jeremiah, the heart is more deceitful than all else, and it is desperately sick. Who can understand? You don't want your heart to lead you. You don't want your feelings to lead you. Again, feelings fluctuate based upon maybe a physical affliction you're dealing with, maybe because of a relational problem, a financial problem. There are so many reasons. The weather, right? And your feelings can be all over the place. And if you allow your feelings to define your relationship with God, friends, Look what scripture says. The heart is deceitful above all else. You don't want your relationship with the Lord to be based primarily solely on your feelings. Go to Romans chapter 12. That's why in verses 1 and 2, God declares through the apostle Paul, verse 1, Christian, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God. The first 11 chapters of Romans, Paul was basically giving them the gospel. The bad news, we're all wretched sinners who cannot save ourselves, and we're all on a highway to hell. But the good news, the Lord Jesus Christ came to save sinners like us. Lived a perfect life in our place, fulfilling all righteousness, allowed himself to be hung on a cross where our sins were placed on him. God's wrath was poured out on him. He was punished in our place is our substitute. Jesus declared, paid in full. He died, but 3 days later, he rose in victory, overcoming sin and death for us. And through Christ and Christ alone, we have forgiveness of sins in terms of that day of judgment. Through Christ and Christ alone, we have the free gift of eternal life. We're adopted into God's family. We are sealed by God the Holy Spirit. Our inheritance in glory is guaranteed. Well, for the first 11 chapters of Romans here, that's what Paul was explaining to the people. The bad news? We're sinners. The good news? Christ came to save sinners. And then Paul says here in chapter 12, therefore, in light of that truth, Christian, by the mercies of God, his mercy in saving you, present your bodies, the totality of your being, as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, pleasing to God. Which, by the way, Christian, this is your spiritual, your reasonable service of worship in light of what God has done for you through Christ. And then verse 2. How is it that we offer ourselves, the totality of our beings, an acceptable, pleasing worship to God? Verse 2. Well, first the negative. Don't be conformed to this world. You know, this world, non-believers, they're all driven by their passions. They're all driven by their feelings. They're all driven, you know, the famous phrase or infamous phrase. Oh, I just let my heart lead me. Didn't Jeremiah 17:9 say the heart is deceitful above all things? Christian, don't conform yourself to the pattern of this world. You've been saved out of this world, chosen by God, redeemed by Christ, regenerated and sealed by God the Holy Spirit. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed. In the Greek, metamorpho, it's where we get our English word metamorphosis. Be transformed. How? By the renewing of your what? Mind. You do not want your faith to be based solely on your feelings. Because the heart's deceitful above all things. Rather, you want to continue to be transformed more and more into the image and likeness of Christ. How? Not by your feelings, but by the renewing of your mind, where you are saturated by the Word of God, which the Spirit of God uses not only to save us, but also to sanctify us, to transform us more and more into the image and likeness of Christ. Your faith, Christian, should not be grounded on your feelings. Rather, your faith needs to be grounded on facts, God's unchanging, immovable, everlasting word of truth. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is based on the Word of God, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. You don't want to try to roll the dice and say, well, I feel the will of God in this situation is... Come on. So we see why feelings, to be driven by our feelings only, dangerous. No, we want to be driven by God's unchanging facts, his word of truth, right? Now, look, we are emotional beings. I'm not saying that somehow we need to extract our feelings. No, yeah, that's impossible. But as the weightiness, the gravitas of God's holy truth gets into your mind, sinks down into your heart, now the weightiness of God's truth keeps your feelings and emotions in check. God's word becomes the guardrails for your feelings. And no matter what circumstance you're dealing with, you're going to be able to rationally, reasonably run those circumstances through the filter of God's unchanging truth. So that, for example, remember the first question I asked you? Have you ever felt like God is not with you? Remember I said bad theology? Why is that bad theology? Because God is omnipresent Christian. He is always with you, fully with you, regardless of how you feel. How do we know that? Let's start to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. And by the way, these questions, or these statements, I feel like God is not with me. I feel like God has forgotten me. I feel like God is mad at me. Well, these questions or these statements I hear often, especially with younger believers, as, they'll come to me, they're new in the faith and they're struggling because their feelings are still kind of dictating a lot of their faith. And again, what I try to help them understand is, listen, no matter what you're feeling, you have to understand who God is and how God is. And so when it comes to this idea of, well, God's not with me, I feel like God's not with me. Well, that's a theological impossibility because God is omnipresent. Let me help you understand what omnipresence means. That means that God is fully present with you at all times. Now, wherever you are right now watching this video, Christian, let me ask you a question. Is God fully present with you right now? Sure he is. Second question. Is he also at the same time fully present with me right now where I am? Yeah, because he's omnipresent. It's not as though you get a part of God and then I get the other part of God. First of all, God is not made up of parts, right? He's omnipresent. It is a theological impossibility that God is not with you. God is even with non-believers. That can be a scary thing for them because he sees everything they're doing. He knows everything they're thinking because he's omnipresent. Look here in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. So right here, we see the counsel of Moses as he's about to turn over the baton of leadership to Joshua. Joshua's going to lead the Israelites into the promised land. Moses, in his final speeches, one of the things he says to them is, hey, be strong and courageous because the Lord your God is with you. But then look down in verse 8. God's, or Moses specifically says to Joshua, the Lord is the one, who goes ahead of you. And he's also with you. You see it? Hey, Joshua, not only is Yahweh with you in your present, fully with you in your present, he's also ahead of you present in your tomorrow. and the next day and on. Do you see it?
Because he's omnipresent.
That's why Moses said to Joshua, he won't fail you or forsake you. Don't be afraid or dismayed. So, Christian, the omnipresence of God means that God is fully with you at all times. And so when you're feeling as though, God's not with me, God left me, based on God's biblical facts, his truth, that gravitas of God's unchanging truth, you go, wait a second, my feeling's lying to me right now. Because scripture throughout declares the omnipresence of God. It is impossible, Christian, for God not to be with you. He's with you. He's already gone ahead of you. He's with you, giving you the peace, the strength, the grace you need to walk by faith into your tomorrows. And oh, by the way, he's already there handling everything. Hop over to Psalm 139. Again, another passage I'm sure you're very familiar with. Psalm 139, a psalm of David. Look at verses 7 through 12. It's here that David is in awe over the omnipresence of God. And he goes, verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? It's not that he was trying to run from God. David was in awe of God's faithfulness to be with David. Always. Where can I go from your spirit? What's the answer? Nowhere. Where can I flee from your presence? What's the answer? Nowhere, because God is omnipresent. If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the abode of the dead, behold, you're there, because he's omnipresent. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me. And your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you, God. And the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. Praise God. I feel like God's not with me. Bad theology. Hop over to Hebrews chapter 13, another example. Writer of Hebrews, look what he says in verses 5 and 6. Make sure that your character is free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. For he, God himself, has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Do you see why God's holy word of truth, biblical facts, which are unchanging? Do you see why it is so important for your faith to be built on biblical facts rather than on your fluctuating feelings? So that first statement. I feel like God's not with me. What do you think? Should we just put a big X through that statement and say, well, that's not a fact. Let's go to the second one. We'll deal with the third one next time. Have you ever felt like God has forgotten you? Well, that's theologically impossible, because not only is God omnipresent, fully with you at all times, but God is also omniscient. He knows all things. He doesn't forget anything or anyone, including you, Christian. Hop over back to Psalm 139. We already saw David in awe of the omnipresence of God. Again, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, David now shows how he's in awe of the omniscience of God. Omniscience, God is all-knowing. He is all-wise. God knows the end from the beginning. God knows your tomorrow as though it were today. Does that make sense? Because God has foreordained everything that's going to come to pass. So, look what David says. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know everything about me. You're omniscient. You know when I sit down, when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there's a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You've enclosed me behind and before you laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. David was like blown away by the omniscience of God and the omnipresence of God. God is omnipresent. He was fully present with David at all times. The omniscience of God. God knew everything about David. Even before thoughts came to David's mind. Even before words came out of David's mouth. God has forgotten me? I feel like God has forgotten me? Theologically impossible. Because God has never forgotten anything. In fact, God's omniscience, meaning he's all-knowing, also means he's never learned anything new. Right? Because if he learned something new, that means God would be changeable. And we know the Bible says, and we'll take a look at this next time, he's immutable, unchanging. Christian, before anything ever was, God knew everything about you. And he never will forget you. Hop over to Isaiah chapter 49. The Israelites were letting their feelings drive them. And look what they say here in Isaiah 49, starting in verse 14. But Zion, Israel, said, the Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me. Watch how God responds to that theological impossibility. He uses a physical illustration. He says, can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Moms, you already know the answer. Could you ever possibly forget that baby you carried for 9 months, that baby that you're nursing with your milk, caressing, holding on to? Could you ever for a split second forget that precious child? God says, even though at times, unfortunately, because we live in a sinful world, some parents will do, mothers will do that. They'll forget. Look what God says. I will not forget you. And then God says, behold to the Israelites, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. By the way, Christian, look whose hands and feet were nailed to the cross. Knowing your name, knowing your shame. Did the Lord forget you? Did he forget one sin of yours? Absolutely not. Because God is omniscient. I feel like the Lord has forgotten me. That is a theological impossibility. Because God is omniscient. Go to Matthew 10 and I'll close here. Look what Jesus said. Verses 29 through 31. Christian, are not two sparrows sold for a cent? and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, apart from God's will. Jesus then said, you know how important you are? The very hairs of your head are all numbered. God knows every one of the hairs on your head. Now, some of you are going, well, I've kind of lost most of my hair. He knew the hairs you had, and he knows the whatever follicles there on your scalp. Verse 31, Jesus says, do not fear. You're more valuable than many sparrows. You see why it's so important for your faith to be grounded on biblical facts? Rather than to be driven by your fluctuating feelings. So, Christian, the next time you say, I feel like God's not with me, you should immediately respond, well, that's a theological impossibility because God is what? Omnipresent. The next time you say, I feel like God has forgotten me, you say, wait a second, that's a theological impossibility because God is what? Omniscient. He knows all. He forgets nothing, including you. May the Word of God be empowered by the Spirit of God so that you, the man and woman of God, will draw closer into an intimate relationship with your holy triune God, where Christ is exalted and the Father is glorified. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the host and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.